Well, I'm excited today. We're going to celebrate the Christmas story together as a church family in a very special and unique way. And many of you are going to be reading scriptures, and several of you have packages and gifts that you're going to open, and we're all going to share. We're going to sing Christmas carols together, and so it is going to be interactive. We are going to be standing and singing together, and the focus of all of this is to draw our attention to what the main focus of Christmas is, and it's about Jesus. And so my prayer today is that in our program that the Lord will help us to see clearly the glory and the beauty of Jesus Christ and what Christmas is all about. We have come together today to hear the story of Jesus, the baby who was born on the first Christmas, Jesus, who is the Son of God. At Christmas, we all think a lot about presents. Presents we might give and presents we might receive. Today, as you came into the church, some of you were given a gift. If you weren't given one, don't worry, because they are for all of us to share. They will be opened one by one throughout the service. If you have one of these gifts, please make sure you wait until your number is called and you are asked to open it so that we can join in the excitement together. Could the person with gift number one please stand up and open your gift? Who has gift number one? Dana does. All right. Yes. So gift number one is a Bible, and this is a reminder that the story we are going to hear today is from the Bible, God's Word. Throughout the service, we will be listening to this true story as it was written down many years ago. Who has gift number two? Would you please open it and read it loudly for us? Who has gift number two? All right. Show it to, can you show it to everybody? Turn around and show it. O come all ye faithful. So let's all stand as we sing together. O come all ye faithful. Seated. We're going to do seven, so I tell you what, we're going to do the first verse of these Christmas carols. Could the person who has gift number three please stand and open your gift and show it to us? It's a box. What is it? Hold it up so we can see. It's a telephone. We use a telephone to communicate and send messages. Sometimes when there's someone we really want to get a hold of, we wish we could have a hotline directly to them. All through the Bible, there are messages from God. And many of them in the Old Testament are messages about the Messiah, Jesus, his special person who would come. Isaiah was one of these prophets who seemed to have a hotline from God. I believe Henry is going to read Isaiah 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. Wait for Miss Wendy to get over there so she can hold the mic so you can, everybody can hear you read.
Isaiah 9, 2, 6, and 7. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has a light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you, Henry. So God has promised that his special person, the Messiah, the Anointed One, is coming. But how is he going to come? How is this going to happen? Could we have the person with box number 4, gift number 4, open it up and show it to us? Who's got number 4? Elsa does. All right. Oh, you got to open it. It's a ring. Can you put that on your finger? It is a ring because this young girl named Mary, Elsa is going to be our Mary this morning. Before Mary, it's a ring because Mary is engaged to be married. But before Mary can get married, something very strange and wonderful happens. She has a visit from an angel. So, Sophie, could you read for us Luke chapter 1? Wait for the microphone to come. Luke chapter 1, 26 to 38, as we hear about Mary's visit from an angel.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a name named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How can this be, Mary?" asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your words to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
All right. Thank you, Sophie. So Mary finds that she is pregnant, but she's not married. This was shocking. And in this day, it was even punishable by death. But the news is good. Not bad, as it would seem, because this is from God. And this is no ordinary baby. As we think about this part of the story, let's open gift number 5. Who has gift number 5? Could you show it for everyone? "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus." We're going to stand and sing "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus" together.
Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to save thy people.
may be seated. Now, who has gift number 6? Would they please open it? All right. What do we have in there? A tax return. Can you show that to everyone? A tax return. Most of us have had them, and so does Joseph here. Joseph is Mary's fiance. He has problems accepting the news about the baby, but an angel visited him too and told him that it was all part of God's plan. Now, just as the baby is about to be born, Joseph has a summons from the Roman tax office to go and register at Bethlehem, 70 miles away. Someone, I believe Jim, is going to read Luke 2, 1 through 7 for us.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
All right. Could we have Mary and Joseph to come over here and stand by? Or maybe stand by Miss Wendy. How's that? So as they are coming, if we could have someone to open gift number 7. Who has gift number 7 for us? All right. O little town of Bethlehem, let's all stand this morning as we sing, O little town of Bethlehem. Going to get a little exercise this morning. You like that? So what happened when Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem? Let's open gift number 8 to find out. Who has gift number 8? All right. What does that say? Can you turn around and show us? No vacancies. So Ella's going to be our innkeeper. The innkeeper, Miss Ella, is going to take Mary and Joseph to a place where, a stable where they will be able to have the baby. And so, Ella, would you take Mary and Joseph on up here and get them settled in? All right. There we go. As they are settling in, who has gift number 9? All right, what's gift number 9? Open it up and show us. Away in a manger. So let's all stand as we sing Away in a Manger. Mary and Joseph have found a safe place to stay in Bethlehem, and Mary's baby is born. But what's in gift number 10? There seem to be a number of gift. Who's got? There's a should be a bunch of number 10s. All right, so if you've got a number 10, go ahead and open it, and you can go ahead and put them on if you would like. Oh. Go ahead and put them on. They're sunglasses. Now, you don't normally need sunglasses in the middle of the night, right? But on this particular night, these shepherds and all of these who open this gift tin are shepherds. They could have used these sunglasses on this night, because the Bible says that a bright light shone down and it shocked them and scared them. And when they heard that amazing message from the angel, they were blown away. And so I believe Nicholas is going to read for us from Luke 2, verses 8 through 16.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the Lord had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to them, "Let's go to Bethlehem and said this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
All right. Thank you, Nicholas. Who has gift number 11? Who has gift number 11? All right. Would you open it and let's see what we have there? While shepherds watch their flocks, we're going to sing. And shepherds, with your sunglasses on, while we sing, we want you to come on up here around baby Jesus. So let's have all of our shepherds to come on up. Let's all stand. verse 5. All glory be to God on high, and to the earthly beings, who have will henceforth come down to men, begin and never cease, begin and never cease. Amen. You may be seated. On that very special night, the baby was born and had his first visitors. But other visitors would come too. Who has gifts number 12? We have a few that have gifts number 12. Who's got those gifts? All right. Who else has a gift number 12? There should be two others. All right. Oh, so we got three, all right? So would you three guys come on up here and stand? Right here, yeah, right over here. So we have, hold them up if you can, we have a horoscope page, a travel brochure, and a map. These are our wise men. They wanted to travel. And there's the travel brochure to prove it. How are they going to decide where to go? Well, the horoscope page is a clue. Some people use these pages as a guide through life. And the wise men did study the stars, of course. But following horoscopes will only lead you astray and confuse. A map seems a much more sensible guide. Remember, the wise men did kind of take a wrong turn and ended up in Herod's palace. And it's when they studied God's word that they got back on track. And from Matthew chapter 2 and verses 1 through 11, we hear about the wise men getting back on track. So Matthew, would you read for us Matthew 2, 1 through 11?
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Thank you, Matthew. Let's sing about the wise men. Someone has gift number 13. Who has gift number 13? All right, what is that? We Three Kings. So as our three kings make their way to the manger, let's stand and sing.
Oh,
be seated. This story of more than 2,000 years ago is for us today. However, you may have noticed that something is missing. We have two more gifts to open. What might be in them? Well, the real gift has been here all the time. It's too big to put in a box and has already been given to us. This gift is Jesus, the Son of God, given at the first Christmas. To make our picture complete, we will use a doll to represent Jesus in our manger here. But what will we do? What will we do with the real Jesus? Will we clear him away with all these boxes at the end of the service? Will he be put out with the rubbish when Christmas is over?
No.
Joseph and Mary, the shepherds, and the wise men all recognized who he was. But what about us? What about you and me? Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, and the wise men were people who listened to God and made Jesus the focus of their attention at that first Christmas. Dear Lord, we pray that this Christmas we might be like them, putting you in the center of our celebrations, in the center of our lives. As we think about who Jesus is, why he came, and what it means to each one of us, let's sing our last Christmas carol. Who has box number 15? Who's got that last box? All right. What child is this? Let's stand. We're going to sing both verses. Huh? First and last. Well, here is our story. Here are the small group of people gathered together in Bethlehem, watching God's purposes being fulfilled. As we close in prayer, Let's think about the people in this story. Let's bow our heads as we pray together. Lord, Mary and Joseph were people in a country under occupation. The Romans ruled them and told them what to do. They had little or no say about their circumstances. They were moved around at the whim of an emperor. We pray for those today with no voice who cannot decide where they live and what they are to do. Those who are oppressed by forces beyond their control. We ask that we will remember them and help be their voice when we can. Lord, the innkeeper had little to offer, but gave what he could. We thank you, Lord, for those who share what they have, whether it be little or much. Help us to be like them. The shepherds were poor people who lived ordinary lives, but their lives were changed, and their vision was transformed on that night. We praise you for the way that you transform the lives of ordinary people. We pray for Christians all over the world as they live for you, and we ask that you give them vision as they tell others about you. The wise men, Lord, were people who were searching, looking for meaning in life. We pray for all those who are dissatisfied and searching for the truth. We pray that they won't be confused by the things of this world, but that they will find Jesus Christ and know that He is the truth, He is the way, the life, the source of all truth. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And we ask all this in the name of the Lord Jesus who came on that first Christmas day. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Now, if we could have, we got two baskets. So, Miss Wendy, do you have a basket over there? Miss Karen over here. If we could have all the children, if you're seated out there, the ones here, if you could visit Miss Karen or Miss Wendy and get your Santa chocolate-covered marshmallow Santa Claus and then take them back and go sit with Mom and Dad. Does everybody have one? We might have a few left for some of you grown-up kids. Parents, you may not want them to open them and eat them now, being that we're too late. This could be the appetizer, all right? Could be our appetizer. Well, listen, we normally, at the beginning of December, we do Christmas with the children, and we, you know, this was... Sarah, our director of children's ministry, as we were thinking about that, she had this idea to do something more interactive with our children and the whole church family. And so, yes, I think it was awesome. We all as a church family got to celebrate and to focus on the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, listen, I'm going to ask the Lord to bless our time together. We've got some incredible food. We've got some fried chicken. You can't have a church get together without fried chicken and deviled eggs, right? And so we got a lot of desserts, and we just want to join together as a church family and enjoy being together, amen? So let's ask for God to bless our time together, and then we'll go ahead into fellowship hall, and we will have a nice meal together. Father, we just thank you for this day where we as a church family together, Lord, with our children, we can celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I pray that, Lord, as we saw with the shepherds and the wise men and the innkeeper and, Lord, the different characters in the story, Mary and Joseph, we just pray that, Lord Jesus, that you will have the center of our lives, that our lives will revolve around you, Jesus, that you will not be just some lucky charm, some rabbit's foot that we try to pull out when we're in a pinch and we need some help, but Jesus, that you will be our God, our King, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, that we will follow you, Jesus, everywhere, that we will live for you, that you will be first in our lives. And so, Jesus, we pray that in this Christmas that your glory will shine bright in our lives, in our church, and that we will be the light of the world, that people will see you in us. And now, Lord, we just thank you now for this time that we're going to be able to have together as a church family. We ask that you will bless our fellowship, and thank you, Father, for this food that we're about to eat. And we ask these things in your name. Amen.